the Daily Talk Show, episode 47, Tommy Jacket.
What is up?
Happy Wednesday, mate.
Oh, hang on, just rearranging
We're just moving about. Oh, geez, that feels good. You know when you're bad posture, it feels almost like a stretch?
You're saying doing naughty posture
feels
like a stretch.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, oh, really just, I can let me... I don't know. Almost like planking on the chair right now.
You're doing none of the sort.
Planking, being a slob.
That's more to the point.
There's a little bit of a... There's a half a plank.
We've got some... I've got some feedback.
Okay. As in feedback for you or feedback from you?
Feedback that has come through to me, to my personal page. I actually wanted to just tell you so that we can work out how this has even come about. So I've got my personal website, TommyJacket.com.
Yeah.
I've got my company page, frisbeeandco.com.au.
Yeah.
And then I've also got an email address, hello@frisbeeandco.com, which is more, you know, admin stuff for people when Amy's working with me. It's her email address, essentially. Yeah. And I got an email through to my hello@frisbeeandco.com.au.
Okay. For the show?
No. For my personal website. So I'll just tell you the email. So it's come through to hello, which I don't know how you get to that.
Okay, go on.
And it's from a guy named Jonathan Silverman. Bionic, what's his business? Bionic Squid. He's just got a free plug. Fuck it. Damn it.
Go on.
Anyway, hi Tommy. And then he's put some text in there from my website, TommyJacket.com. People in my life have now come to accept the fact that I film everything. It's accept, not accept. And it's kind of a big difference. Just FYI. Good luck, Jonathan. I fucked up. I made a spelling mistake. I can't believe I haven't been pulled up on it earlier.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't fucking pick up that one.
You should have.
I know the
probably
difference.
Probably run it past me. But
well,
anyway.
I know the difference. I just...
Uh-huh.
But how weird's that? Like, look at the email.
Okay, let me...
And he's... What's the title of the email?
So it's quick website typo feedback. People in my life have come to accept... Okay.
How is he... Is there a strategy? Because I went, he's actually a website developer. What do you reckon? Does he listen to the Daily Talk Show?
Here's a theory.
Tell me.
I mean, this is an interesting... This would be a real fucking market, like, growth hacking.
Yeah.
You could do a search on Google...
Yeah.
...quoting... come to accept and do the incorrect one, like a phrase that people fuck up.
Yeah.
Quote it so you only get sites that appear on there and basically trawl through all of them and find in it. Maybe he's gotten a... Say if you wanted to maybe, I don't know, add value or connect with people, he could get a virtual assistant to go through and do this scraping, and they have to assign if they find it, they need to find an email address. So then they go through a couple of layers and they find what the virtual assistant finds
Instagram.
One, puts in the spreadsheet.
Interesting, hey? And so we're on the same path because my mind got to that. As soon as I saw that he had a website development business, I was like, this is like an sort of boots on the ground marketing strategy.
It's very clever.
I think it is because now I'm talking about it.
I wonder if we just typed in out of curiosity, if I typed in come to accept that spelling, how many times it... Let's just do it.
And then we email them asking if Jonathan has contacted them.
Come to accept. So you spelt it E-X-C-E-P-T, as in like accept something. So let's type
come
it.
Come to accept. See if it comes up. Does it do what you
so
want?
So it's done a do you mean come to expect.
Oh,
but
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So...
Well,
yeah,
I did mean that. Thanks, Google.
There's all these things that's come up. So it's all these people who have made the same mistake. So the first one is a Quora question. There's here you go. There's an insurance company on their About Us page. They're called Mikey Clayton Insurance. And then if I do a command F, so I can search.
Yeah.
They've written...
Come to accept.
Maintaining the same high level of service that our clients have come to accept for the last 20 years of our service.
Yeah, so they fucked up like me.
Do you know what I should do?
I reckon you're spot on, dude.
But do you know what I can do? I'm going to contact them. I'm going to do what Jonathan did right now.
Are they in Melbourne?
No, they're in Arizona, Phoenix. All right. Should I?
Just do it. So what's your purpose of doing this?
Well, just out of seeing what people, if people write back.
Yeah.
And we can see what the tone is. So maybe I say, I was just randomly on your website and noticed that there was just this spelling mistake.
Well, I think there's...
Or is that just me trolling?
So is Jonathan trolling me? Because he hasn't left anything. He hasn't, hey, mate, I've been watching your stuff, or, hey, mate, we build websites, you know, let us know if you want us to fix it, or
he doesn't
any
need
of that stuff.
He's banking on the fact that...
I have a podcast and we're going to talk about his business?
No, think about this. We need to actually... We should... Hang on, give me a sec. Let's try call him. It's got a phone number on there. I don't know what... Where does he live?
He lives in the US. Massachusetts, I think. What I did was I actually looked on this, his email.
Yeah.
And I saw it came up when you're actually in Gmail. You can press it on their like little icon and it tells you some details about...
So Massachusetts time. Massachusetts. Let's just... check really quickly. Okay, 3 in the morning. All right, we won't do that.
Though.
I was just going to turn on my phone. Should we just see if it goes to a voicemail or something?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's
all right, give me a sec.
Yes. So we're calling Jonathan
from Massachusetts just to say thanks.
Yeah, that's all it is. We're not trolling. We're not trying to wake him up.
We won't say the number of it on air. We'll keep that.
Yeah. 617. I'll read out the first bunch.
Okay.
379 and then you look at the last.
210 Okay. Let's try.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Yes. He's seeing it's coming from Australia. He thinks he's got a lead. He's got a lead through his growth hacking. What's happening?
Here we go.
Such a
will he answer?
Such a different tone.
Hello, and thank you for calling Bionic Squid, a full-service web development and digital services agency. We're sorry we can't take your call at the moment, but please leave a message.
You're gonna leave a message?
We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Hi, Jonathan. It's Tommy here, just calling from Melbourne, Australia. Just wanted to thank you for the correction on my website. I feel like an absolute idiot. I was obviously meaning accept, not accept. Thanks. Feel free to give me a call back. Speak soon. Thanks, mate. Bye. There we go. There we go. That's a bit of fun.
This is what they call an arc in radio, Josh.
Yeah,
we'll come back to this.
Yeah, actually, Jonathan, we need to have a moment.
Our second guest,
yeah,
Jonathan?
That can be our second guest, Jonathan. Clearly, he didn't answer because it was 3:01 in the morning. Luckily, we didn't wake him up.
He'll be so fucking weirded out. If he listens to this show, I think it's too weird if he was listening to this show, because we've got quite a few listeners over in America that are popping up in different areas. Someone outside of Massachusetts, someone near Boston. So I thought maybe it's them, but... So weird.
Man, what a fucking great little strategy. If this isn't what he's doing, it is a great little fucking strategy.
It is. How can we do it for video?
Maybe we could find... I don't know.
We saw your video was out of focus?
No, you could...
We specialize in focused videos.
But I don't know if it's the right strategy, because the thing is that a friend of mine was doing some social media and they used a hashtag... And someone contacted them and said, hey, just so you know, that hashtag's already being used for something else. And the reaction was a little bit like it was a really nice thing for the person to contact and say, hey. But it also had a little bit of the, are you having a bit of a go?
I'm a bit reactive at the best of times. But I definitely feel that, because I couldn't spell as a kid. I still fucking hardly can. I've talked about on this podcast, I've learnt most of my spelling through writing emails.
Yeah.
And making fuck ups.
And Jonathan emailing you.
And Jonathan. Where were you, Jonathan, when I was in high school and couldn't fucking spell?
So, yeah, how do you feel about Jonathan?
So initially I was like, oh,
leeches, piece of shit.
And then I was like, oh, that's a mistake. I better fix it. So I fixed it within 3 seconds of him emailing.
Your skin got all prickly and you felt a bit, oh, like, a bit embarrassed.
You feel almost just a bit like, I'm a fool.
It's the equivalent of like having a bit of toilet paper stuck on your...
I prefer that. Really? Honest mistake.
What about a shitty, like a real shitty piece of toilet paper?
Not a good, that's not a good look. Conversation to have. But it's I definitely feel like I'm a bit triggered by not doing that. Because, you know, I'm not that great at it in my head. I'm okay at sort of talking out loud and communicating through that, just ad lib. But when I come to refining my words on a piece of paper, it's not my skill. And so this is, did trigger me a bit.
Yeah, well, I've got friends who English is their second language and they're social media people. Mm. And they really they're really good creative writers, but they just fucking struggle on spelling.
Be hard,
because it's a killer. It's like you can't. Every single time they post something, they need people. Here's a business idea that I've been thinking about.
Okay, great.
It's an app.
Yeah.
And you load in what you're going to say, and it actually you have a couple of different options. You can pay a subscription, and it's a certain amount of words per month that will automatically send it out to a bunch of people, these fucking grammar Nazis or whatever you want to call them, spelling Nazis, who pick up on all this stuff. So you could be, we should probably use a different word. You could be one of the Nazis. you could be one of these checkers, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this. So it could almost turn into a game where we have thousands of checkers around the world, and they read your copy and they highlight any issues that they think of having. And so they can arise and they can have different levels. So they could be like, a red is an actual issue where they've used the wrong apostrophe, right? Okay. Then there could be like an orange mark, which means, hey, this is like a brand name of yours, but I'm not sure. And so you have a few of those things. And then it's every single time you do a post, at least 50 people check it for you. And then it appears as approved. So when you submit something, it all happens within 5 minutes. You'll get a response whether like 99% you're okay type of thing. Yeah, and it's based like on... And if you're a checker and you check the spelling and the grammar and stuff, you get like a point. And those points end up turning into
cash
or vouchers for things.
I like that.
So it becomes a bit of a game where it's like these fucking Jonathan, who spends his fucking time weaseling around, can actually get a push notification. And it can be push notification based, right? So it could even be...
Oh, I've got another dumbass to fix.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's like, what's fucking Tommy written this time? But it could be like thinking... Could be medical, like you could have people who know more stuff about medical things or video things, and they can correct. And it's just like it's correcting on a grand scale because it's like you need 5 people to have highlighted this mistake for it to then proceed.
But you could
also have checkers that are internal. So say you work in social media, you could say that you need at least 3 people within your business to check it before it goes live.
Yeah, I like it. This is James and I. My mate in the office, it started out as I've got $1 million app idea. Now it's $1 million app idea is shit. It's $1 billion app idea.
Yeah, $1 million app idea.
Okay, $1 billion app idea. Here it is.
Do you really think mine's good?
It'd be quite hard. Getting people on board, refining the how people actually make money.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's enough Jonathans out there just to do it for free. Because
okay.
he might have an incentive, well, which we'll find out.
Yeah, okay.
So it is, working that out.
The other one very quickly, Wiki Caption. So you can upload any video that you've made and...
People start filtering changes.
People make changes. And the way wikis work, they're updatable by multiple people. So that's why Wikipedia, you have different people. And so what would happen is rather than using computer stuff, you actually have people around the world adding... to a wiki, and you could do a private or public wiki. So a private, sorry about the beeping, someone's reversing their truck. If you have a private wiki, it could just send it to your mates and they can update, or people within your team or clients can do the original captioning and then someone can go through and edit it.
I thought that's where you were going with your first one, because I thought you were going to say people jump in, fix a mistake, and the quicker you get in to fix the mistake, the more points you earn.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing it's like accept or accept.
Yeah.
Jonathan just earned a point because he saw mine.
Yeah.
Fuck,
that's even a bit gamifying like that.
Yeah, so
this is a fucking sick idea.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
So much work.
It is, isn't it?
There's a lot of work in apps. But, you know, I've got an app idea.
Go.
I want to run past you. So this came from the experience of Amy having to book in to see a specialist.
Yeah.
And she wanted it done pretty fucking quickly because, you know, she was worried and she wanted to see a specialist about something.
Mm-hmm.
The something doesn't matter, but it's like, for instance, if you do your knee today,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And you really want to fucking see a really good knee doctor or just someone quickly to get your MRI done,
yeah.
To then get your surgery done. I was calling around these places trying to get Amy to get a scan, and I called maybe 5 and she called a few, and you're finding the right times, blah, blah, blah. I thought of like basically an app where you jump on, you have a problem.
Yeah.
You put in what that problem is. Did my knee at soccer, dislocation. They reckon I need an MRI. So that's what you're getting. You're looking for an MRI. It sends it out. And what happens is there's some on the ground work from internal of the company. It's like Uber Eats. Uber Eats... Yeah. Within a doctor's surgery. So they have a tablet that's
so
supplied to them.
So you've done your knee and then within half an hour you have a burrito. Could...
No.
No. No. I've missed that help. Last bit.
So you've got a tablet,
yeah.
That gets put into doctored surgeries or MRI clinics,
yeah.
That want to
show their availability.
Gaps.
Yeah.
No, they're not even showing availability because I thought getting onto their system to see their availability would be the hard bit.
Yeah.
But the other bit is...
Tasking out
the job,
yeah, yeah.
And so people just go, we're available,
mm-hmm.
Within the next 2 hours, boom. And so it sends a notification back, do you want to be in Scoresby in half an hour? Well, I live in Glen Waverley, so yeah. It's not that far. Fuck, I get to get my MRI in half an hour. There's a chip off the top for the connector.
I do like the company. That idea.
And so you could. It could be anything from, fuck, I need to get a mole checked ASAP.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking worried about it. And then you boom, put it onto the app, boom, sends it out, you accept the job, you've got your credit card into the app, and the doctor's surgery get paid instantly, you get your check, and done.
I like it.
I like that too.
There's an app that I forgot what it's called that a friend was telling me yesterday. It's called like Meal Mate or something. There's some sort of one where it's like a bunch of cafes around Melbourne have mm-hmm. like been a part of it, and you... Do you know what it's called?
No, I don't, but I need to tell you something.
Okay,
go. Captain told me this yesterday.
Go.
Uber Eats.
Yeah.
This is fucking interesting.
Okay.
James, Captain told me that his brother on the weekend got a burger, so that I think they would have been sort of around the Brighton area. So you probably don't have as many places
options
to get if you're in Chapel Street or Collingwood, because there's shitloads of really cool restaurants. They saw this thing pop up and they're like, oh, it's a burger. We'll get a burger. It got to their place and it was a burger, but it was okay. People are starting their own kitchens at home and creating and using Uber Eats to deliver the food. So they're not actually
standards,
yeah,
though,
you
right?
You can get... So this, I know a house in Elwood that has a commercial kitchen in it because they're technically a bakery.
Yeah.
But what about if you got a commercial
shit
kitchen?
Ratings, though. It's all based on ratings, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but this is like a... What would you call it? Like not a grey market. Like it becomes a market with the inside a market.
Yeah.
So it's like people doing this stuff. It's like little... Their own... Say, so mama's pasta. Mama's pasta mix.
Well, it's almost like what I remember being in Philippines. That was like a common thing, right? Where it's like... I think I've told you that before. Where it's like... It's very, very common that every family sort of has their little business that they're running. So if they're good cooks, you can go there and you pay and you eat at their house. We had Deliveroo the other day and we got it in a meal deal, right? We got a burger, fries, onion rings. Good deal, good deal, good
what
deal.
What day was this?
I don't know. Would have been just a fucking weekday. Would have been a Wednesday.
Naughty,
anyway,
naughty hump day.
Hump day, exactly. Anyway... We get the food delivered. It's missing the onion rings.
Bullshit.
Right? Yeah. So what do you think the correct way to remedy that is? What do you think they should do in that circumstance?
Credit you money back or give you new
onion
rings.
How do you work out how much you credit back?
Well, based on the onion ring costs.
So what they did, I think this is fucking bullshit. So, like, whatever, it would have been like $40-something for this. Like, we got two burgers, two chips, and an onion rings and a drink.
Really living.
Right. Living the dream. Don't get the onion rings. Brie was very sulky. She said, I sort of wish, well, no, I know that I wish that they gave us one fries and one onion rings rather than two fucking fries.
No, it makes sense, right? Brie. Which, I agree with you.
When I say Brie, it was probably me. But anyway, the funny thing was, they were like, there was only two options. You could get a credit instantly from Deliveroo, or you could wait 10 days to get money back. Bree's like, okay, I'll just get money back. Pritt clicks on it. The refund that she got, what do you think? Out of a $44 thing, what would you allow for the onion rings?
$5 minimum.
A dollar.
What? That's... That doesn't make sense. How do you...
It's not the most fucked up thing you've ever heard.
That doesn't make sense. How did they equate? How did they? I don't know.
So Brie ended up emailing them about it.
Hopefully, so that's what's great about working for somebody else, being exactly, full time employed. You can do shit like that.
No, she was literally doing it on the clock with full stack. When we were in Auckland, I'm like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "Emailing Deliveroo." Well, she won't let this shit go. But that fucking annoyed me a little bit.
That is bullshit. I know that you've got money back from Uber. Uber a bit more.
Uber Eats used to be, so I reckon, so when Uber Eats first started, I was a beta tester on Uber Eats, so Brie and I both got a $200 voucher to use. We probably used it within a few days because we were having it breakfast, lunch and dinner.
That's so funny.
Right? We spent a few grand on it in like over a couple of months. It would have been like, I think it was like 18, maybe $2,000 over 2 months. Anyway, because they weren't charging delivery.
Credit card, you're not that much of a baller.
Yeah, exactly. And you were just racking up Uber Eats debt, and the best kind of debt. You know how they say good debt, bad debt? Uber Eats, good debt. Anyway, they were at that time, they were at a point where they were testing everything because we're beta testers, obviously. So if the delivery at the beginning, the drivers. Had to, it was policy that they were meant to bring the food to the door.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's not parking around our place. Mm. So they'll never deliver to the door. And so every time I'd be like, did not deliver to the door. And they would apologize and give us sometimes a complete refund, sometimes $20 credit.
Fuck.
The amount of credits that I got, and you could see as they went more mainstream, they just fucking, they obviously had a budget aside for credits. And then they slowly just got rid of them. What's your favorite takeaway? Like, what's your
mate? Go-to? We don't get to. We live so close to shops. To
Acton so do we.
You're a fucking lazy cat.
Yeah, it's true.
I love it. But it,
I love that was almost merged into one set. Fucking lazy cat, but I love you.
Yeah. And what if I'm actually tight ass too? I don't want to pay.
Have
that
you always
extra
been
$5
a tight ass, or ever since you've had a kid?
Nah. We were definitely pretty loose, Amy and I, for a while, eating out heaps and just wasting our money.
Yeah.
And you definitely I've refined it a bit. But I don't want to pay $5 delivery fee. My point is, it is so close. So I just, the justification is not non-existent because I go, we're walking down. We're getting a pizza, which is 200 meters from our house.
Yeah.
We could walk and get Thai, whatever we want.
I feel like we're in Abbotsford, where we are, you'd probably agree, we're just outside, like... There's a few options. You've got Dr. Morse, Rita's, and that was actually something I was going to say before. Rita's are an example of a restaurant that's opened up a second kitchen, which is just servicing delivery, like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And so they just rock that sort of thing.
The Jimmy Grant's in St. Kilda, I think, pretty much.
Do they have one in St. Kilda?
Yeah, it opened up. But for ages, they had the kitchen running. It just wasn't open.
Yeah.
But there was Uber driver after Deliveroo driver after fucking Foodora driver going in, grabbing their food because they were just servicing the local area. So you could probably get down to like midway to almost to Hampton. You probably get 5-8 Ks from St. Kilda to service all that area with Uber Eats that then would connect up to the other one, which is near. So it was a good idea. So it's amazing. Sitting in a store and you hear the ding.
Yeah.
It's like the cash money coming through.
Yeah. I think there's a burger place in Abbotsford. They spent a lot on their fit out and a mate went there. And I think the chef said, or like the owner said, something like 80% of the business was Uber Eats.
Wow.
and they'd fucking just spent all this money on this like crazy fit out to make
they've
it look...
They've converted it actually into a parking bay for Uber drivers.
Exactly. How about this? There's actually a supermarket in the States that have banned Amazon... I think it's Amazon from like parking. So I think that there's certain companies now that like they're, you know, buying up groceries or doing different shit, and they've like, I feel like I've butchered this story.
So hang on, Amazon do delivery for groceries in the States.
I don't completely understand. I'm gonna quickly Google it. But the what I was seeing in the States is there's like there's these services where you can get people to come and like buy your groceries, and they just go to regular stores, get they're wearing t-shirts and shit, and they fucking go and collect the stuff, and you can rate them, I think. So like you want like a good person who's going to get the best avocados and shit like this.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, no, I remember seeing the car park banning. Did we mention yesterday about Uber killing self-driving car?
An autonomous what car was it? Uber?
No, it was Uber. It was an autonomous Uber car,
which means it needs someone in the car, but it can drive by itself.
Yeah, so regular at the moment they're having like fucking people in the car, just sort of keeping an eye out on it. But a lady crossed the road 10 p.m. jaywalking.
Well, she was on a bike, wasn't she? I saw a photo of a bike on the ground.
Oh, really? No, I read 10 p.m. pedestrian.
This is the hard thing.
News.
For progression in this world is a few casualties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's such a, like, what is it? Like a, fuck, I'm so brain dead from today. But, like, it's like the thought. Have you heard that? I'll just quickly do this.
Yeah.
Google Drive car.
Yeah.
Is like they're talking about autonomous vehicles that are fully autonomous by themselves.
Yeah.
They have the option of crashing into one person or four people.
Oh yeah. So it's the morality.
Yeah, morality. That's the fucking word.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So it's like it's deciding on, okay, if there's. Can the car pick up? All right, there's an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old, and it's in a position where it swerves left or swerves right.
Yeah.
Does it know that it probably should knock out the 80-year-old because it's only got a few years left?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It got real dark, didn't it? But
I think that's what they're having to think about.
But
would that be
your approach? And it's a terrible thing to think
without
about, because you're having to kill
anything more than this right now.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
based around
age.
If your measurement is years
age, yeah.
left in
yeah,
life.
Yeah, yeah. And so I guess that's the area that we don't know is like what are we gauging? Does the maybe we could really gamify and actually make karma a thing. So you have a certain amount of karma points. The car knows how many karma points you have. So you returning the wallet might be enough just to give a swerve on the other way.
The car. But it is just the bunch of maths equations. These cars are doing so many equations per second. Like they're scanning the car in front and they can see the car two things ahead, so they're making judgments.
Well, they're amazing. It's using that like radar tech or whatever it is, sonar, I can't remember which one. The fucking amazing thing that I've seen, you can type in like YouTube on YouTube, like Tesla car accident detection or whatever.
Mm-mm.
Have you seen this?
No.
Where a Tesla, like it beeps, right, when you get too close to a car. You know how you were saying it can see a few cars ahead? It can pick up if there's going to be a car crash ahead. So there's this video, and you can see this shit all like heaps of YouTube videos if you type it in. Driving along in a Tesla, the cars in front of you have a collision. Before they have a collision, your Tesla goes beep, 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 and slows down because the car in front of the other car, they've gotten too close to one another. So they're about to potentially crash. And your Tesla knows that.
Yeah.
and slows down. Yeah. Fucking amazing.
Is it actually Elon Musk in a helicopter? Yeah, just looking down.
Binoculars, mate. Yeah, fucking set it off. Isn't that insane? Would you... I've always wondered this. Like, what do you... How well do you think you need to be doing to drop 100K on a car? Like, 100K is a lot of money, but it's not like... exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, when you've got a business that's doing okay. If you've got a friend who's spent over 100K.
Do you think you need to own a house to buy a Tesla?
Nah. There'd be plenty of people who don't own a house that have Teslas. It's priorities.
I guess your priorities, right? Yeah. You'd want some fucking money in the but you wouldn't want to be taking out
also,
a fucking...
Also, a business can buy a Tesla.
Yeah.
A business can't buy a house.
Yeah, sure. I didn't know all this stuff. I don't know all that stuff.
Well, you can't write a house off.
Yeah.
Just you on your tax. Off it. Yeah, so that's sure. all I'm meaning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Money from the business can buy a house, certainly. Yeah. But so it can become a business expense, your car, because you're driving to and from work and there's depreciation, all those things, which you can't get with a house. So that's probably why heaps of business owners have nice cars. But it is.
Maybe this trip, maybe I'll get a Tesla. Brie, we're not going to Europe. But we can go on really nice Great Ocean Road trips.
Search Sam Harris on Google talking about autonomous vehicles.
Really?
He's a very smart guy, similar to Josh and I.
Very similar wavelength.
Talking about this stuff and talking about...
morality.
Morality and also VR, artificial intelligence and some scary shit that is awesome to listen to. I'm done. I need food.
Brie just texted me, what do you want from Uber Eats? We better go. Everyone, it's the Daily Talk Show. Remember, send us an email and feel free to correct Tommy's spelling. It's hi, that's H-I at thedailytalkshow.com. And we have that P.O. box too, which we check nearly every day. It's P.O. box 400 Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.